As we have already discussed, Nobbs Hill was the location of another stately property named Cooinda. The photo we have included shows Cooinda at the centre, Seaview on the left and Tallara on the right. Cooinda was built by Lloyd Rutledge in the mid-1850s. Lloyd was known to be a big drinker. On the 17th of December, 1858, he arrived home under the influence and fell backward down the interior stairs at Cooinda, breaking his neck. Lloyd's shocking demise led to the story that his ghost would appear on the stairs at Cooinda every year on the anniversary of his death. When Cooinda was pulled down in the 1950s, the ghost story was neatly transposed to the local cemetery and somehow stuck. Lloyd was born around 1826 in County Carvin, Ireland. He was the youngest of eight children and migrated to Australia in the footsteps of his eldest brother William. William was known as Terrible Billy due to his bad temper. William built a commercial enterprise in Port Fairy that dominated the district, effectively shutting out any competition. Lloyd was said to be the financial brains behind the enterprise, and when Rutledge & Co. was challenged in 1862, 4 years after Lloyd's death, it was quickly forced into insolvency. The company's demise led to an economic downturn that permanently altered the fate of Port Fairy. Many have speculated on whether Rutledge & Co. would have survived the challenge if Lloyd had been alive at the time. Lloyd's death certificate and obituary in the Belfast Gazette do not support the story that he died after a drunken fall down the stairs at Cooinda, but other published sources are not as discreet. Sarah Midgley's diary entry for the 24th of December 1858 states that Lloyd's death was caused by excessive drinking. It was common in those days for wealthy families to have official records altered if the facts of a situation did not suit them. On the day of Lloyd's funeral, there was a terrible storm with lightning and thunder, and the horses pulling the hearse bolted. Lloyd's coffin had to be carried the short distance to the cemetery. Then, as the coffin was being lowered into the ground, the wet rope slipped and he was deposited headfirst into the grave. Folklore has it that the superstitious townsfolk thereafter declared Lloyd to be cursed. This drama no doubt contributed to the eagerness to have his ghost story transposed to the cemetery after Cooinda was demolished. On the anniversary of Lloyd's death in 2007, Ghost Research International conducted an investigation into his ghost story at the Port Fairy Cemetery. Despite employing all manner of ghost detection equipment, the group found no proof of Lloyd's ghost. It's not surprising given the story originated at Cooinda. There are no published eyewitness accounts of Lloyd's ghost at Cooinda or the cemetery, but we were able to find a mysterious newspaper report about the house. Apparently, a Mrs. Cox and her daughter Joanna were the last people to reside there. When Joanna began to suffer from heavy nightly nosebleeds, the decision was made to move away. You can read that account in our book. There are no follow-up reports confirming whether Joanna's nosebleeds ceased after she left the house, but that is as close as we could get to a spooky story at Cooinda.